You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
At 3:03, we welcome you in to the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us, 1600 AM, all over Eastern Iowa and the surrounding areas. 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 102.3 at Cedar Rapids, and the Gym OT, 107.5 FM. You can find out more about the Gym OT by going to our website at kgymradio.com. You can also find out a lot more about restaurants that are open, providing curbside service, providing pickup service as well. You can do that by going to our website as well at kgymradio.com. We are presented by Hennings Financial. You can also find out more about those good folks by going to our website at kgymradio.com and clicking on the information for Hennings Financial, and we'll tell you all about the great services that they have to offer. Scott Unash with you here in the studios. Mark Dukes from his back porch on this partly cloudy day on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. I'll start things off with a non-Jim Nance hello, friends, to you out there, and I'll explain why I say that in a moment. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. How are you?
It's been a tough one today. I'm not going to lie. Woke up with the news. I started the show off introducing you with the hello, friends, and that's not only Jim Nance's greeting to everybody out there before he takes to a broadcast, but that was also the greeting that the now late Ed Farmer greeted folks with on Chicago White Sox baseball for the many years that he provided color commentary and then later on play-by-play over the last many, many years for Chicago White Sox games. And Ed passed away last night at the age of 70 from complications from kidney failure. Ed has had a history. He had a kidney transplant some years ago. His parents died very young from kidney failure. And Ed, as he said, got a new lease on life. I believe it was his brother that gave Ed a kidney and made it to the age of 70 before succumbing last night. And I know that we got a lot more important things to worry about as far as the world is concerned today, but I will definitely miss Ed Farmer calling baseball games if we do get back to baseball this year.
Yeah, I understand. You being a White Sox fan, Scott, I'm usually listening or watching the Twins, so I just occasionally have tuned in to White Sox broadcasts, and I've enjoyed Ed Farmer. He was there, nearly 30 years. And, you know, I, from what I know about him, he really was a dream life apart from, you know, his kidney issues and whatnot. But a kid who grew up on the South Side, ended up playing part of his career on the South Side, and then being in the booth on the South Side for nearly three decades. That's pretty cool life.
It is, yeah. A graduate of St. Rita High School on the south side of Chicago, proud graduate of Chicago St. Rita, and signed with the Cleveland Indians and later played with the Chicago White Sox, the team he followed, of course, growing up, and then got a chance to call games for the White Sox. And yeah, passed away last night at the age of 70, and it's a tough day for White Sox fans out there. I'm not going to say that Ed Farmer was the world's greatest play-by-play guy or what have you, but that really doesn't matter. Ed was a very good storyteller, and a lot of people reminiscing today on Twitter and other platforms that one of the great joys that people had that knew Ed Farmer was spending 4 hours with him on the golf course, because he would usually tell about 1.5 stories. 1.5, because they would be that detailed and that in depth. And he was a great storyteller, even on the air. and had some of the great calls as far as White Sox games all time, World Series winners against the Astros more than a decade ago now, and then the Mark Burley perfect game. Those things come to mind right out of the chute. So he definitely will be missed out there in the realms of the baseball landscape.
Yeah, like most play-by-play guys, they have their certain phrases that they develop, or I don't know, they think about it or whatever. I remember him saying along the lines of, hey, blooping a bomb, and we're right back in this.
Yep.
Right?
That was one of his biggies.
And, yeah.
Blooping a bomb. And so Ed Farmer passing away at the age of 70 here today. Good show planned for you. We're going to talk to Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up in about, about 15 minutes or so. And a lot of things to talk about with Jeff. We don't know, yes, about what's going to happen. We know a little bit more today about what's going to happen as far as prep sports are concerned. Of course, Jeff also has the Cedar Rapids Colonels beat. We'll talk about what is happening. He's been in touch with Doug Nelson and everybody at the ballpark, just seeing what's happening while everybody is kind of going down the road of staying home, etc. So we'll talk with him about that. Cedar Rapids Rough Riders season is done. We know that. Jeff covers the Rough Riders, so plenty to talk about with Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. And that'll be coming up in just a little bit. Also want to get to this as well, Mark, and that is the comments yesterday and the details coming out of Ames, and that from Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard. And boy, oh boy, I just cannot heap enough praise on Jamie Pollard as far as his leadership and as far as his vision, because for even from the day he arrived in Ames, as far as the Iowa State Athletic Directorship is concerned, he's done things right. And he's pretty much the first athletic director to come out with some contingency plans and talk about those contingency plans, dealing with his staff, what could possibly happen as far as college athletics are concerned, what could happen just in the broader scope of that. And he talked about that last night and a little bit more today. So just kind of want to get the get some impressions from you and then our listeners out there on what Jamie had to say. I thought it was very good stuff.
Well, he made a business decision, a decision that many business owners have been making, excuse me, the last couple, 3 weeks. And if you missed it, Pollard has slashed salaries of his head coaches and on a one-year basis suspended all bonus incentives for coaches, and there's a few other points in there related to season ticket prices being frozen and whatnot. But Pollard, I think, is out in front of this. But again, he's acting as a businessman, looking at a shortfall in the athletic department budget. And according to this plan, it's going to save a total of $404 million, that according to Pollard. So, and I think from what I've seen out there, most coaches at Iowa State have embraced this.
Yes.
Saying they kind of want to do more.
Yeah, and I think they may do more before it is said and done. And this may be the model for not only for Iowa State and the Big 12, but other schools around the country, whether it be a Power 5 school or just any other school out there. Your comments welcome on the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Always glad to hear from you and happy to hear from you out there. Again, that is 319-366-1600. The news of the day, Governor Kim Reynolds meeting with news members of the media earlier today, about 40 minutes ago. The big news today is that schools will be out of session through the month of April. Not a big surprise today. That also means, Mark, of course, by virtue of the fact that there will not be school, that we will not have high school sports through the month of April. Earliest that can start off as far as practice is concerned is now going to be May 1st or maybe even beyond that. May 1st falls on a Friday, so I'm thinking maybe May 2nd or even May 4th would be the earliest that could probably happen. And I'm not very optimistic as far as that is happening as well. Also, non-essential things, that has been pushed to April the 30th as well by the governor today. Elective surgeries, of course, gatherings of more than 10, etc. Everything that is in place right now has basically been pushed ahead another 4 weeks or 28 days through the end of this month.
Yeah, and a neighboring state, Nebraska, announced today that its athletic association is canceling activities for the rest of the school year. And I believe Nebraska has spring baseball and softball, unlike Iowa. So that means those seasons are going away, including the state championships. And you outlined April 30th. That was April 13th. That schools are going to be closed. Now it's the 30th. And I first question at the news conference, why don't you issue a stay-at-home order? And I thought, to the governor's credit, and I'm neither pro or con Kim Reynolds, okay, and I'm not handling this situation, but she's already got in place what stay-at-home means. And we've had the federal government since March 16th issuing guidelines on this whole subject, and I got it right in front of me. Five times it is mentioned in the outline to stay at home under various circumstances. So I think it's a wordplay, and I don't know why reporters and radio people, television people are getting all up in arms about this stay at home. You know, San Francisco, some people even want a shelter in place. Which people, it's not a lot different, if at all, from a stay at home. And San Francisco first said, want their citizens to shelter in place. Backed off a day later because that evoked panic. Toned it down to stay at home. Scott, I've left the house twice in the last 3 weeks. And I think a lot of other people out there are as well. Not all, but a lot. Heeding the federal guidelines, heeding the governor. And as far as I'm concerned, I've been under a stay-at-home order for 3 weeks.
Yeah. And it is 3 weeks today.
What am I missing?
No, I agree. And I will say this, it's not, yes, there are people out there that are not heeding it. But
the difference is that she has not ordered it.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead and order it. Is it going to be any different than what we're doing right now?
According to the rules, and I've read the rules, no. You will not be able to just drive down the road to go, you know, get ice cream or whatever the case may be, and you shouldn't be doing that now.
People are still going. I've got a Dairy Queen about a mile from the house, and there's a line there every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, people are just so hung up in these words, and I just don't get it. Stay at home has meant stay at home for quite a while to me.
True.
How about you? You didn't get the message out there?
Yeah. 1345 on the text line. Yes, if she issues a stay-at-home order, I believe law enforcement would have the ability to issue fines to anyone violating said stay-at-home order. That is the big difference.
Well, it's different in every municipality. If you read out there, that stay-at-home means different things in different communities and different states. You know, I suppose they can, but that's like issuing a ticket for jaywalking, I would think.
Mm-hmm. 0975. Yes, listen, I understand schools are probably not going to open. The governor said today that she's not going to cancel the rest of the school year. Schools go through almost Memorial Day. And some go even into the early portions of the month of June. And, you know, you can still hold out hope as far as schools opening sometime in May. And you got to hold out that hope. If you don't have hope, You don't have anything out there. I'm not dancing around the idea. In fact, Mark, you mentioned Nebraska has canceled all spring sports. Indiana, 15 minutes ago, has also canceled all of their spring sports now. Remember, Iowa is the only state in the union with summer baseball and softball. Keep that in mind. So I don't know if that's hurting the state of Iowa right now or if that's helping the state of Iowa right now, to be honest with you. Like I said, there's no roadmap to this. We haven't been down this road before.
Yeah, and Kim Reynolds and her staff spoke about trying to pursue virtual learning and keeping kids engaged and whatnot. Not every kid has access to a computer, so that's a bit of a challenge. How that all would play out, I don't know, but there's an effort out there by the Department of Education to keep kids engaged, and I think that's pretty important.
It is, but I will say this. I see more and more kids out and about every day for many reasons, and it's tough to be a kid right now. It is tough to be an adult, and it's really tough to be a kid right now. Tell a kid, as the weather's getting warmer, you know, you can't go outside. You can't do this. You can't be with your friends. Not saying it's the wrong thing to do or the right thing to do. I'm just saying I was 12 years old once. You were 12 years old once, Mark, and it would have been tough. It would have been really tough to not go out and play wiffle ball with your friends or whatever the case may be out there. So, we're all in this together. And 7020 here on the text line saying, I'm management at Hy-Vee, and I go to and from home. Otherwise, I try not to leave the house. Haven't seen my family because I'm in contact with so many people on the front line. Stay safe, everyone, and stay home if needed. Very well put right there, and thank you very much for doing all that you do for the 7020 and others out there as well. 19 past 3, and we talked about Jamie Pollard. We gave you the news of the day as far as what the state is doing in its fight against COVID-19. There is good news today on the national front being reported on a couple of different fronts here, Mark. The University, is it University of Pittsburgh or Pittsburgh University? Whatever. The Pitt Panthers, those folks, may have come up with at least the early makings of a of something to help against the virus. So that is good news today. That being reported on a couple of fronts out there. So,
there's a lot of people out there working very hard in that regard. Pitt not being the only one, but every piece of news like that is very welcome.
Very welcome indeed. 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We are going to step aside and take a break, and when we come back, Jeff Johnson of the Gazette is going to join us, and plenty to talk about as far as JJ is concerned. We'll do that here in just a little bit. A reminder that the gym has partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. And, of course, with everything going on right now, we're looking at 60 days in advance prior to your event. If it is still on, let us know about it, and you can drop us a line. Click on Community MVP at kgymradio.com to get things started. Take a break, come back, and we will talk with Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We are presented by Hennings Financial here on the Gym Class on this Thursday. Back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard, and when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
In life, we come to expect certain things. Light bulbs light and tigers roar. But what if we came to expect something more?
At Honda, that's just what we do. And it's led us to the Honda Accord LX. With more standard torque and passenger volume than a Toyota Camry. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer and test drive the Honda Accord today to see what expecting more gets you.
Hurry in to your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Based on comparably equipped models.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
It's time for the Acme Tools Online Spring Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Online only at acmetools.com. Since you can't come to us, we've decided to come to you with an online sale. Save 10% on select brands like DeWalt, Milwaukee, Makita, and more when you use online promo code SPRINGSALE during checkout. Take 15% off select Jet and Powermatic woodworking tools. Get free shipping on orders over $199. Save big during the Online Spring Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday at acmetools.com.
We are back, 324, Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM, and tomorrow we're going to have another one of our Friday topics, and got a good one for you. We're going to tell you about that before we depart here on this Thursday edition of the program. Again, the big story, the big news coming out today is the fact that Governor Reynolds has said that Iowa schools will stay closed through April the 30th. Also that the Iowa Department of Education reporting that districts must address by the 10th how they plan to provide continuous learning to students. So, yes, teachers also on the front lines with their lesson plans and whatnot and how they're going to go about things. So no school through the month of April. And, of course, coinciding with that and in a lesser way is no sports, of course, through the month of April. Not looking really good, I have to say that right now. We'll see. Going to talk about that and other things. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us here. And you can read his stuff at thegazette.com. I would imagine if you have a story suggestion for Jeff or any other member of the Gazette staff or any member of the KGYM sports staff, please let us know about it because this is the
This is the
time to address it, isn't it, JJ?
Yes, yes, you name it, we'll do it. So, 100%.
I must say, Jeff, you and your colleagues have cranked out some pretty decent copy lately, despite. You know, you might not have gotten to it if you were out covering something, but part of it is driven by the virus, and I know you've got a couple more stories coming up, so kudos to you and the guys.
Yeah, I agree, Mark. I think there's been some really good stuff, and you're right. I think a lot of times you just don't have the time to maybe do something in-depth stuff, and we certainly do now. So, and we're also there, obviously, to help out our news cohorts with whatever they need, and you know, that way too. So, we'll all get through this together. I guess that's the bottom line.
Yeah, we will. And it's going to be a while. We'll see how that plays out, anyway. But I don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. We don't have a crystal ball. We don't have a roadmap as far as. What's going to happen next? State of Nebraska and Indiana, about 15 minutes ago, they have also canceled the rest of their high school sports schedules for this year and the state tournaments. Keep in mind, we are unique in Iowa because we have this little thing called summer baseball and summer softball. We're the only ones in the country. And I said a little bit ago, I don't know if this year that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, no, that's I think it gives. It might give Iowa a chance to have baseball and softball this summer. You know, all the negativity that, you know, I don't know that there's a whole lot of people that really love having to play baseball and softball, you know, throughout the summer months here. But maybe, just maybe, This'll turn out to be a good thing this season. We'll see.
Do you think that with this announcement today, and now we're looking at the month of May and maybe even the middle of May, do you even get things started as far as spring sports? Spring sports have to be, if not in trouble, certainly very much shading that way in Iowa.
Yeah, you'd certainly think so at this point, unfortunately. I would imagine that both the Girls Union and the Boys Association would come out with some sort of statement here within the next couple of days, maybe. I'm sure they've had all the scenarios, kind of going through their minds, and they played this out exactly, what they're going to do, depending on if there was school or no school. So I would imagine that this some sort of final announcement as far as spring sports probably would be pretty imminent at this point.
Hey, Mark, before you get in with your question, one more just concerning the high school sports scene for Jeff. And you and I were both there 3 weeks ago tomorrow for that strange day at Wells Fargo Arena for the finals of the state basketball tournament. I don't think we're ever going to see anything like that again. It seems like about 3 years ago that happened. But who knows? That might be the last time we have high school sports for a while.
Yeah, it was surreal is the right way to put it. Something I will never forget and something I never want to see again, frankly. It was just, you walked in the doors there, on the main concourse level, and you open that curtain and you look down the court and there's, 200 people or less in the stands watching state championship basketball games. So it was end of the world type stuff almost in a way, and something we'll never forget. And it was unfortunate for the boys, they're playing in a state championship game and they don't get the surroundings that they deserved and all that kind of stuff, but the games did get played and we crowned four champs and made it through. So our friend Marty McCollin Scott, I'm sure he's not going to give back that state championship that Wapsie Valley just won. So,
no, he is not.
No, absolutely.
Jeff, as people know out there, one of your many beats is the Cedar Rapids Colonels, and you've written some interesting articles in that regard around what's been going on here. One of my questions is, is what is happening now and what could continue to happen in the coming weeks and months, do you think that will exacerbate Major League Baseball in its desire to contract teams, or do you think they might just lay off a little bit? Two separate issues, but kind of intertwined.
I think any leverage that the minor league baseball had, and they didn't have hardly any to begin with, that's gone. I think Major League Baseball now, especially when it's talking about cutting the draft to as little as five rounds, I believe it is this season or this year. There's not going to be as many players and there's not going to be a need for as many minor league teams. So I don't think there's any question that minor league baseball beginning next season, and hopefully we'll get some sort of season in this summer, beginning next season, I don't think there's any doubt that we're going to be minus 40 teams, 42 teams or whatever. I think this has pretty much been a death knell to minor league baseball as far as wanting to establish obviously some sort of status quo. And that's unfortunate. Now, where does that leave the Cedar Rapids Colonels? No idea. There, as Doug Nelson told me, and when I talked to him last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, we're a seasonal business that depends on ticket sales and advertisers, and we're not getting that. Obviously, we're losing a ton of money right now because of that. He flat out said we're going to, like all small businesses, we're going to have some help. moving forward to, you know, to stay in business, whether that's, you know, loans or what have you. So it's definitely not a good situation for anybody. And, you know, I guess we just hope that eventually, hopefully we get some sort of season in this season, and, you know, the Colonels can survive this and come back and start to flourish.
Yeah.
Let me follow up on that if I can, Scott.
Yep, go ahead.
Let me play devil's advocate for a minute, Jeff, and say that, well, Major League Baseball is a business. They got to do what they got to do, and maybe there's too many minor league teams out there right now. I know some have 10 or 12, and consider the fact that less than 10% of these players make the major leagues. The flip side of that is that minor league baseball is so important to communities in terms of jobs mm-hmm. and entertainment and whatnot. So I guess, you know, maybe respond to that a little bit, and maybe Major League Baseball is just making a business decision.
You know, and I think that's where this whole thing came from, Mark, was and it came from the Houston Astros, which is just the most ironic thing ever at this point. The Astros were kind of the ones that came up with this plan anyway to, you know, to limit the number or, you know, decrease the number of minor league players in the system. So, and scouts and what have you. So, but it, I mean, that's where it's coming from. And, you know, Rob Manfred is, you know, this seems to be the hill he's going to die on, is, you know, we're going to totally restructure the minor leagues. Now, that's not fair to, as you said, the communities who, you know, I don't want an independent team in Cedar Rapids. Let's put it that way. I mean, there's something to be said for being one of the towns that has an affiliated minor league baseball team. And, you know, when I look at Major League Baseball, I think it's so short-sighted in that, to me, the minor leagues are unbelievable promotion for your sport and your game. When you can go into all these towns, 100, how many ever it is, and showcase your game, even if it, you know, even if there's only one or two guys on a particular team in a particular city that will make the major leagues, you're still promoting your game. And it's for pennies on the dollar, really, because these guys don't get paid anything and, you know, things like that. So, you know, how much is publicity of your sport and the publicity of your league, you know, how that's got to factor in there somewhere. It just doesn't seem to right now for Major League Baseball. So I don't know. It's frustrating to me because, you know, this is what I grew up on, going out to the ballpark and watching all these guys and, you know, and all these guys get to the major leagues. And another aspect of it, I heard an interview with Scott Boras, the super agent. He pointed out that, okay, you can have, you know, X amount of players that you think actually have a chance to make it to the major leagues playing in their system, but you also are going to need all these other guys, you know, to play games against them and you know, and help prepare them for a major league career. And who knows, you need, you know, all the time you hear guys that might not be a prospect at some point in their career, and all of a sudden they figure it out and then they are a prospect. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm kind of rambling, but it's
no, I mean, there's a guy like Steve Cook at Coe who played for the Colonels and didn't make the major leagues, but he's a pretty big benefit to Coe right now. And it started, involved playing in Cedar Rapids. So don't get me wrong. I don't want any minor league franchise to go away. I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate there for a minute.
No, I understand that, and it's a money issue, and you know, I guess in the bottom line, why have guys in your system who you know that have no chance of making it to the major league? So I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Yeah. Jeff Johnson joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette here on the Gym Class on this Thursday edition at 3:37 here on KGYM. And Yeah, this could not have been the timing any worse as far as shutting everything down for the minor leagues. And with that in mind, the draft, that's another thing that's being talked about right now. It sounds like the draft is going to be curtailed quite a bit from its they're talking 10 rounds or maybe even 5 rounds. That's going to have an effect on the seniors this year. It's going to have effect on a lot of college baseball players. Heck, it's going to have a big impact as far as high school baseball players around. There's just so many levels to this onion as far as baseball, minor league baseball, and beyond that are concerned.
Yeah, and I think what it's going to do is you're going to end up helping college baseball a lot as far as the quality, because you're going to have, if they can figure out, you know, the scholarship, whole scholarship thing, and, you know, are you going to be able to have more than 35 guys on a roster and all that kind of stuff. But, because, yeah, I mean, if you're an underclassman and you didn't get a chance to showcase your wares, you know, if you're a junior or whatever, I mean, you're for sure you're going to come back and play another year of college baseball. And now you've got, you know, the seniors are going to get another year if they want to. And you're still going to have your incoming freshmen or junior college guys. So you're right. I mean, that's just a whole nother layer, a whole nother topic that'll take forever to talk about. I imagine Rick Heller's head is spinning pretty good right now. You know, trying to figure out everything down at Iowa as far as roster composition and, you know, who's coming back, who's not, you know, things like that. So, yeah, that's just one more thing to add to this whole ordeal.
Interestingly enough, the AP is just reporting that the Ivy League, and remember, the Ivy League was the first one to cancel their basketball tournament. The Ivy League has now said they are not going to allow seniors from this year to come back and have another year of eligibility. How about that?
Well, I guess that's their prerogative. Those kids don't get athletic scholarships. They're all there on academic aid.
And they're all smarter than we are.
Yeah, exactly. I'm guessing they'll be just fine moving forward. But, yeah, Ivy League kind of does its own thing pretty much in everything when it comes to sports.
Jeff, I know you caught up with the Murray twins from Cedar Rapids Prairie, both Iowa recruits. That is available online. I'm sure it will make print very soon. But can you take us behind the curtain of what the boys have been up to and a little bit about that story?
Yeah, the decision to go to DME Academy, Sports Academy in Daytona Beach was, I know it wasn't easy for them, but I mean, it turned out to be the perfect decision for both of them, because they went down there, they got intensive basketball, you know, workouts every day, you know, from great coaches, great developers of talent. They were able to play against other prep schools, you know, Division II college teams, JUCO teams. And, you know, they were able to show what they could do. They grew up literally, physically, mentally, and you know, from everybody you talk to, they say that Iowa kind of got a steal here with those two guys, because they still have you know, so much upside to their games. And, you know, who knows what the heck's going to happen with that next season. But I mean, theoretically, someone brought up to me that you know, if Iowa's rotation is so stacked, geez, I mean, they could redshirt next year theoretically. Not that they probably want to do that. You know, it'd be like 20-year-old freshmen to help out the following year. So, no, their games have improved from everything I've heard. They've gotten much stronger. They're both now 6'8", versatile type players, and, you know, legacies that wanted to be Hawkeyes, which there's a lot to be said for that. So if I'm an Iowa fan, I'm pretty excited about these two. I really am.
Yep.
One question I had, Jeff, well, not that I have, I think I know the answer, but people have posed to me, is when you go to a prep school, that does or does not affect your college eligibility. It's just like a bridge between high school and college, right?
Yeah. And they were not taking classes or anything at this academy. It was strictly all about basketball and developing that way. So, yeah, I mean, they are freshmen. This was just a bridge year, as you said, Mark. They'll be freshmen coming in next season. And, you know, it sounded like a pretty sweet setup. Their mom, Michelle, was down there with them, living in an apartment and, you know, home-cooked meals and all that kind of stuff. Sure, it was difficult for Kenyon and their daughter, McKenna, back here in Iowa to be apart from everybody. But I think the 6-7 months they were down in Florida, I think it certainly paid off.
And I think it'll pay off for the Hawkeyes at some point down the road, because like you mentioned, once the talent evaluators got to see them, the stars started appearing behind their names, which gets everybody salivating around the country.
Yeah, you know, and they were, I mean, Scott, we saw them in high school. They really hadn't grown into their bodies yet. I mean, they were, because they had quite a growth spurt, I think, from their sophomore to senior years. And you just kind of knew when they grew into their bodies and started getting stronger and things like that, the skills were there. You know, now you add physically being ready to, you know, to play at a high level. So I'd be pretty excited if I'm an Iowa fan, no doubt.
Indeed. And how's our friend Mark Carlson doing without hockey right now?
They're actually preparing for a draft, which will be in May. There are two drafts. So he's still got a lot of work he's doing. It's just obviously not any face-to-face meetings or anything like that. But, I mean, that was another deal where it's just like all of a sudden, all right, well, your season's done. So everybody go home. And, you know, it's been – I know it's tough. It's tough for him. They had a lot of obstacles with this team this year as far as major injuries and injuries to significant players. And they kind of fought through that. And I thought it was telling that he told me that he was as proud of this team as any team he's ever had for everything that it went through and the resiliency it showed. And, you know, now you go right back to building a team for next season and hope that there's next season. And, you know, the cycle never ends in the United States Hockey League.
Very true. Very true about that. And all right, man. Good stuff, as always. And hope we have sports to talk about sometime down the road. That would be A-OK by me, but we'll get through this. And we can follow Strat-O-Matic baseball standings. They're playing the season on Strat-O-Matic baseball, so.
Well, I have I'm thinking about getting that. Pursue the Pennant has a new game out, Scott.
Uh-oh. Now, we can't be within 6 feet of each other, though.
No, but we can play it online, I guess.
Oh, well, keep me in the loop.
Will.
We can't throw dice at each other or anything like that or whatever.
No. not like the old days, so unfortunately. But that's another story for another day.
Yes, it is. All right. Hey, appreciate it. Hey, Jeff, and great job on I know he's probably going to be mad at me for even bringing it up, but great job on the Wes Bruns family story.
If
people haven't read that, they should. And just Wes and his family, just really, really special people.
They are. He's one of the best people I've ever met, and everything that he's gone through in his life, and you always see him, and he's always got a handshake ready for you and a smile on his face and such a positive attitude. So, prayers to the Bruns family and heck, prayers to everybody out there. Let's stay safe and get through this.
All right. Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Take care, guys.
All right, Jeff Johnson of the Gazette joining us. Some good stuff right there. We'll have that up for you in case you missed some of it online after the program here today at KGYMradio.com with our podcast. 3:47, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit about what Jamie Pollard had to say, the Iowa State Athletic Director. Being proactive as far as what Iowa State is going to do in dealing with the ramifications of the coronavirus. We'll do that when we come back.
Golic and Wingo on the Gym is brought to you by the Iowa Gambling Treatment Program from the Iowa Department of Public Health. If your gambling losses hurt too much, call 1-800-BETS-OFF or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.org.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-285-4954. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-285-4954. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-285-4954. 800-285-4954.
Redbox has the newest movies fresh from the theater, plus award winners and nominees starting at under $2 a night. Now available at the box and on demand. 1917. Watch as two young British officers venture deep behind enemy lines during the First World War, putting their lives on the line, along with 1,600 soldiers. Don't miss this historical, action-packed adrenaline rush. Head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations or stream instantly on demand and make it a movie night. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at Redbox.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. And we are back at 3:50 here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class. We'll have a topic for you to talk about tomorrow. Looking forward to that, and we'll give you that topic here in just a couple of moments or so. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. And Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard today, Mark, or actually yesterday, proactive as far as the contingency plans for the COVID-19 virus and how that is possibly going to affect universities, not only Iowa State University, but other Big 12 schools, as well as other schools out there. And some interesting things that the athletic director for Iowa State talked about. And I think we're going to be hearing this a lot more down the line. In fact, I know we're going to be hearing this a lot more down the line and what universities and athletic departments are going to have to do as far as, you know, we're dealing with this as far as their financial basis is concerned.
Especially if it gets to the point of the major revenue sports, mainly football and basketball on most campuses. And you hope it doesn't come to that, but there are no sports going on right now, no recruiting through into May. I think the NCAA established that quiet period yesterday, or extended it, I should say. So once again, Pollard is operating his department as a business, as he should. It is a business, and making some very tough decisions, but probably necessary, and he may be a trailblazer in this regard.
Here is what the plan is that Jamie Pollard proposed. First of all, it's based on three scenarios, and Pollard's already dismissed the first one. He kind of harkens this to Iowa winters. The first scenario is, okay, this is going to be a weekend blizzard that is going to temporarily shut everything down. Well, he's basically dismissed that. Number two was he's going to look at this as though the Farmer's Almanac calls for a horribly bad winter, and how are you going to deal with it? He says that's kind of in the place where we are now. Or the third scenario, and he says we hope we don't have to deal with this, and that is basically an ice age. And that basically would be no football period as far as college campuses are concerned. So this is what Jamie Pollard came up with: a one-year temporary pay reduction for athletics departments, coaches, and certain staff. This plan will reduce total payroll by more than $3 million. Now, you're talking about head coaches. You're also talking about assistant coaches. Number two, a one-year temporary suspension of all bonuses / incentives for all coaches. This decision will save the department $1 million. So you're up to $4 million right there. Delaying from January 2021 to January 2022, a previously announced increase in Cyclone Club annual giving levels. The delay will save donors approximately $2.5 million for required seating donations. So the folks in the Cyclone Club knew that was coming within the next year, but that has been pushed back another year to January of 2022. A freeze on season/ individual game ticket prices for all sports. That's big for the consumer out there because there's going to be, let's face it, there's going to be less ready cash available for people as we get on the other side of this. An extension to the deadline for this year's Cyclone Club donations and football season ticket renewals to May 29th, 2020. And then finally, providing multiple payment options for season tickets and donations. Those required payments can be made monthly, quarterly, or semi-annually. So Jamie Pollard knows that people aren't going to have ready cash available, even if they want to get football tickets or basketball tickets or wrestling tickets or whatever the case may be. Now, you got to work on some things prior to that as far as your family situation, your finances are concerned. But like you said, Jamie Pollard, I think, is a trailblazer as far as this is concerned.
Yeah, and I think it probably goes on beyond that because you're also talking about sponsors. And when we get on the other side of this thing, are those sponsors going to be able to divvy up how much they have in the past? Is it going to be half as much? Is it going to be not at all? So there is that aspect of it, too, that really hasn't been addressed, probably because nobody knows what's going to happen.
Right. And Jeff Johnson talked about it perfectly as far as putting it together with the Cedar Rapids Colonels. There are no ticket sales coming in right now. Granted, it is April, or just starting of April, and April's not the greatest month as far as ticket sales are concerned, as far as the Colonels are concerned, or anybody outdoors are concerned at this point. But it's also not only the ticket sales, but it is also the revenue from corporate sales that is going to be a problem, and you're going to see that on every level. I know a lot of the high schools around here are putting out campaigns to help out restaurants with their curbside delivery or what have you, just to give them a little bit of a payback for helping out their area schools, if you will.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, Scott. I'm sorry, I thought you were going to continue there, but a lot of things going on out there. Many of them positive, and we don't talk about enough of those type things. But there are things going on out there that are very positive and uplifting. So, and hopefully those continue.
We'll see if other institutions, colleges, and their athletic departments, excuse me, come up with things here in the next couple of weeks or so. All right, we need another quick break. We'll come back. We'll let you know about our topic for Friday tomorrow when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over 1 million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Introducing a new podcast, ESPN Daily, hosted by me, Mina Kimes. When you want to go beyond your feed, when you want to get inside the score, When you want to get behind the highlight, there's ESPN Daily. Go deeper into the stories of the moment. Get the exclusive access and insider perspective that only ESPN can give you. The best sports story all day, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. ESPN Daily. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Redbox has the newest movies fresh from the theater, starting at under $2 a night. Now available at the box. The movie we've all been waiting for. Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Can the Resistance reassemble in their quest to overthrow the First Order once and for all? Don't miss the breathtaking finale we've all been waiting for. Head to one of the 41,000 Redbox locations and rent Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, plus other new movies, and make tonight a movie night. Prices may vary by location, subject to applicable taxes. Additional terms at Redbox.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
3:58, about a minute remaining here in the program on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming your way next here on KGYM from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Mark, we're going to have another one of our topics coming up tomorrow on the program. We had a great time. Kind of took everybody's mind off of what's going on a little bit last week, and I hope that will be the case coming up tomorrow. We'll take your texts on the text line at 319-366-1600, and we have come up with this one. And we are going to talk about and get your thoughts out there about the one sporting event you would have liked to have had a ticket to in the past. Whether it be Secretariat winning the Triple Crown at the Belmont in 1973. It could be before your lifetime. There are no rules for this. We're just going to have this. What ticket would you have liked to have had, and what event you would have liked to have attended in person? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Looking forward to it, Mark.
Looking forward to it as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd coming your way next on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids.